Distance fans the flames by Forever Young Love. I stumbled across marriage heat less than a year ago, and it was such a blessing. My wife and I have enhanced our marriage with things like stories, videos, and toys. But we never liked stories of random sex or cheating. The stories of married couples enjoying each other that marriage heat has were exactly what we wanted. Rather than be just a follower, we felt sharing some of our own stories would only be fitting. A little background on us. Anne and I have been married for just over 25 years, and together for over 30. We were high school sweethearts, and originally met in our church youth group. God has always been a part of our marriage. I have to admit, we are your typical Midwesterners in our physical body types. I'm only 5'9", pushing 230 pounds. I'm under height for my weight. My wife is a great cook, and I've added a few pounds to my frame since we got married. But then again, I was a scrawny 21-year-old. My wife is 5'7", and I don't dare ask her weight. She's curvy in all the right places, and some she wishes she wasn't. She's top-heavy, which I've always loved. I'm a boob man and can spend hours squeezing them if I'm given the chance. Recently, I had to travel for work. The timing could not have been much better or worse at the same time. We had company coming to our house for a week, which meant sex was off the table during that time. That also meant my normal rubbing and touching of my wife's tits and ass were also out. She doesn't want to get caught with my hands on her like that, and it would only build up feelings that we couldn't deal with. My work trip came up with short notice, so I would be leaving just a few days after our company arrived. My wife was more than happy to entertain our guests while I was out of town, and understood that I didn't schedule this trip. I headed out on Tuesday, leaving the cold start of the winter for the warmth of South Texas. The warmer weather was going to be nice, but it was not going to be a relaxing trip. Over the next 4 days, I would work for nearly 60 hours. They always say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that was definitely the case. I had some time throughout my work days to chat with Anne and see how things were going back home. There were several hours of the day that I was waiting for either something or someone so I could do what I needed to do. I took these times to catch up on some of the stories on marriage heat. On one occasion, I would share a link with Anne to one of the stories so she could enjoy them too. On the second day of my trip, I was reading through another story and was really enjoying it. Bonus points. When I realized the feeling the couple in the story had toward each other were just like Annie and I. In the story, the wife realizes that even though she doesn't think she looks sexy, her husband thinks she is beautiful and can't keep his hands off her. I wanted desperately to share this with Annie, but the story included the wife sending photos and videos of herself to her husband. This is something I don't think Anne would ever do, and I was afraid she would think that this was my attempt to make her try it. I finally got up the courage and the wording I needed to present it to her. The day I was scheduled to fly home, I text her. This is from me, Jay. Hey, what are you doing? Anne. I was hoping to take a nap. Why? Jay. I had something I wanted to read you. Now? She said. Yeah, before I get home. She said, I've got a few hours between now and then. I took a deep breath and typed in what felt like a novel. Okay, so I'll send you a link. Let me say right up front, I'm not saying this is something that I think you should try and copy, but I really want you to read it from the perspective of the relationship, how the husband and wife feel about each other, especially her feeling about herself and how she realizes how her husband feels towards her. I think it might be just how you feel, and I know it's how I feel about you. And I attached the link. She said, okay, I promise I'll read it after my nap. I finished my day and headed for the airport. While I headed home, I checked in with Anne. letting her know where I was and when I'd come home. After two flights and the drive home from the airport, it was midnight when I pulled in the driveway. I crept into the house so as not to disturb our company that was leaving the following day. Anne was on the sofa in the living room. She'd waited up for me. I put my stuff down and she got up and hugged me. We kissed. We didn't talk much because it was late and we were exhausted. Instead, we headed to the bed, snuggled into each other, and fell asleep. The next morning was a little crazy with our company preparing to leave and kids coming and going and emptying suitcases and talking about my week. Lunch came and went. Our company headed out and things started to settle down. Anne and I stayed close to each other all day, stealing kisses when we could. I may have copped a feel from time to time, but she didn't seem to mind. At one point in the afternoon, we passed each other in the living room. I caught her, hugged her tightly, and kissed her. As our lips parted, I asked, "Did you read the story?" "Yes," she said. "Do you understand why I wanted you to read it?" "I think so," she replied. "Regardless of how you feel about yourself, I still find you irresistible. The fact that I can't keep my hands off of you around the house should be an example of that. But I wanted to make sure you understood that this is how I feel," I told her. Her eyes brightened, and she had a slight look of embarrassment. "I know," she sighed. We kissed again, this time with more vigor. "I'd like to have some alone time with you tonight, just the two of us, behind a door, no kids, to snuggle," Anne stated, "like we used to." "I'm all for that," I quickly responded. I squeezed her ass and hugged her, running my hands up and down her back, pulling her tight into me. After supper, Anne and I retired to the bedroom. We propped all the pillows against the headboard and turned the TV and computer on to start catching up on some shows while nuzzled up to one another. Suddenly, Anne propped her head up. "It's time to get the sexy one out." She hopped out of bed and went to the hooks on the wall of our bedroom near the door. A selection of nightshirts and pajama bottoms hung from the hooks. She reached behind the collection hanging on one hook and pulled out a nightgown she'd purchased for our 25th anniversary. A red lace nightgown that fits tight under her breast that fills the cups to the max. It is long and flows down her body, hiding what she wants to hide. My cock instantly started to awaken. I jumped out of bed, stripped down to my boxer briefs, put on a pair of pajama bottoms, and hurried back into bed, cozying up to my Anne. There was a long list of shows in our queue to watch, so I selected one and hit play. The shows aren't anything sexy or erotic. We enjoy watching vlogs and YouTubes together, married couples on vacation, to places we've been to or plan to go to. For instance, while we watched, I could feel the heat coming off of Anne. She pressed into me and sighed and moved her leg across mine to get more comfortable. It had been over a week since I had a chance to touch Anne's bare skin, apart from her hand or arm. I reached down and pulled her gown up to her exposed leg. My left hand slid across her thigh. Her smooth skin offered no resistance. As I moved my hand back and forth, I was reminded that she told me she'd taken a long shower while I was gone to do some maintenance. That's code for I shaved my legs and more. The thought of what was just a few inches from my fingers as my hand moved up her leg made my cock harden again. It wasn't even 6:30 p.m. yet, and the door to our bedroom was still wide open. There was always a chance one of the kids could walk in, so I refrained from venturing any further. I continued to stroke her leg slowly while we watched our shows. Anne let out a soft moan. I realized that my gentle stroking of her leg had changed to a more forceful rub. My hand had not moved any closer to its goal, but the forceful strokes of her thigh was being enjoyed, and now I was aware of what I was doing and Anne's reaction. I, too, was becoming aroused again. I relaxed and reduced the force back to a gentle stroke. Anne moved a little, pivoting her body to rest her head on my shoulder. I made what could either be described as a mistake or a jackpot discovery. I turned my head to look at Anne, only to see her gorgeous breasts straining against the lace of her gown. Her deep cleavage looked so inviting, my shaft strained against the elastic in my briefs. Anne looked up at me. She knew exactly what I was looking at and gave me a wicked smile. I took one more look at the glorious globes before turning my attention back to the screen. It was still too early in the night to get started, and I continued to rub Annie's leg as she rubbed a hand around my right arm, squeezing it, matching my hand's movement. We continued to watch our shows, with me stealing kisses and glimpses of Annie's breast occasionally. Eventually, I couldn't control myself, and I let my hand slide further up her leg. I moved it slowly, savoring every sensation. My hand got warmer and warmer as it moved closer to her groin. My cock grew hard again. I slowed just as my thumb and knuckle touched the lace panties, separating my hand and her pussy. The contact of the lace knocked me back to my senses, and I slowly moved my hand back down her thigh. But I was not giving up. I increased the range of my hand's movement from her knee all the way up until I brushed her lace panties and back again. Now, along with squeezing my arm, Annie began to sigh and coo with the movements. Another show finished, and by now it was 8 o'clock. Anne reached up and gave me a kiss and rolled out of bed. "I'm going to tell the kids good night and let them know we're in bed," she said, and she walked out the bedroom door. I could hear her footsteps go down the stairs and the muffled sounds of her telling our youngest good night, then back up the stairs and down the hall to let our oldest know we're going to bed before closing their door. She walked back into our room. She closed the door behind her and locked it. I moved closer to the center of the bed as she turned and sat on the edge, sliding toward me. I moved my legs so she could sit between them. As she slid back, my semi-stiff cock was in the way, so I reached down my shorts and moved it to a safe and comfortable spot. The front of my briefs was wet with pre-cum. I moved my hand out of the way as Anne slid back and rested against me. She pulled the covers up over her legs, and I started the next show. Wasn't sure how much longer I could wait, so I chose a short video. Anne sitting between my legs, I couldn't stroke her thigh any longer, so my arms wrapped around, and I hugged her as we watched. I could only hold on so long before my hands moved up to her breasts. Holding and rubbing them with both hands, I mirrored the actions of one to the other. Her tits are large, with areolas the size of silver dollars. As I rubbed across the lace, I could slowly feel Anne's nipples harden, helping me find them. My hands continued to explore her tits a while longer before I turned my attention to her nipples. I took my index finger and circled around the hard buttons, poking against the thin fabric. Anne's eyes closed and her head rolled back as she moaned and wiggled. My fingers slid across her nipples a few times before I took them between my thumb and finger and pinched them softly. Anne turned her head to the side so I could kiss her. It started as a soft, full-lip kiss, then progressed to an open-mouthed, deep kiss as I twisted and pinched. Thankfully, the video we were watching ended and Annie asked, "You're not starting another one, right?" I reached for the mouse and clicked a couple of times, opening up a sensual music playlist. Then I turned on the Bluetooth speaker next to us, turned off the TV. Now, the only light in the room was coming from the dim lamp near the foot of our bed. While I adjusted the mood, Anne adjusted her nightie, slipping the straps off her shoulders and pulling them down, letting her tits spill out. She grabbed my hands and pressed them onto her chest. I caressed them briefly, then began kneading and squeezing the whole breast. Anne's eyes were clamped shut and her body churned between my legs as she moaned, and her breath became deeper and faster. "God, I love your tits," I whispered to Annie's ear. "I'm glad you do," she moaned. "I could do this forever," I replied. "I could let you. It feels so good," she exhaled. I can get lost in her chest, and I continued to pinch and grab. I moved Anne's long blonde hair off her shoulder so I could kiss her where her neck and right shoulder meet. Then I moved one kiss at a time up her neck to her earlobe. Her moaning got louder and her breathing deeper. My cock was rock hard now. I could feel pre-cum against my belly. I moved my lips back to her neck and sucked, but I was afraid I'd leave a mark and quickly stopped. Anne slouched down between my legs, so I reached around her and lifted her up. Scooting her butt towards me with my left hand, I eagerly grabbed her left breast and I plunged my right down across her belly and under the band of her panties. My fingers were instantly drenched as they found her pussy. She was literally soaking wet. Anne has always gotten aroused and wet, but recently she's gotten to be much wetter, to the point of making sloppy, wet noises while I'm fucking her, which I love to hear, and having a large wet spot under her afterwards. Oh, God, you're fucking wet. You're so fucking wet, I told her as my hands massaged her wetness. I know, was all she could reply. I easily slid my finger deep into her pussy and pulled it out again, bringing it up to my mouth and sucking it clean. Oh, you taste so good. I would love to go down on you and eat you out, if you'd let me, I begged. Early in our marriage, I would occasionally eat her pussy, but she hasn't been as interested since we had kids. I'm not sure if it's a self-conscious thing or what, but I've told her before that I love it, and I would do it if she'd like it. I'll stop before you come if you'd like, I offered. If you want to, it's okay, she answered. I moved from behind her and pulled her panties down her legs. The front was completely drenched with her juices. I slid down the bed, keeping my head just above her body, taking time to kiss and suck her nipples as I moved down. I went past my ultimate goal and started at her thighs, just below the crease of her groin. Her pussy was right in front of my face, recently trimmed, not completely shaved, with a natural triangle of curly blonde hair crowning it. I kissed and sucked on the soft skin, first on the left side, then the right, inching my way to the outer labia lips that were swollen and wet. I sucked on one lip, then the other, moving my body forward. Her scent filled my nostrils, and I breathed it in. I took my tongue and slid it in the lowest point of her slit and licked up, exiting just shy of her clit. Then I inched my body forward to get more access. I again put in my tongue and licked up, tasting her sweet nectar and letting my tongue dance across her clit. Putting my lips over her clit, I sucked on it while my tongue flicked and danced over it, before driving back down to stick it deep into her wet hole. My hands moved up to her tits, and I grabbed her nipples with my fingers squeezing and twisting. I stabbed my tongue deep into her, then moved back up to her clit. Anne's hands came down and held onto my head, guiding me. I hadn't had the opportunity to enjoy this for quite a while and made sure to take full advantage now. Wasn't sure how long she would let me continue. I put my focus on her clit, sucking and teasing. Her hands pushed my head into her, and her moans got louder and more frequent. I fully expected her to stop me at any moment, but instead her hands held my head right on her clit. Her breathing was getting quicker and shorter as her hands pulled me tighter. Hoping for the best, I pinched her nipples harder as I took her clit hostage in my lips, flicking and rubbing my tongue over it quickly. I could tell she was getting close, yet she wasn't stopping me. It was everything I truly wanted. Her body began to arch, and she made a long, deep groan. I could feel her pussy lips pulsing around my lips. I grabbed her tits with my hands, setting her nipples free, while my mouth remained on her pussy and clit. I didn't move at all. I knew she was super sensitive. Any touch was uncomfortable and would make her move. I wanted to stay here as long as I could. As her legs slowly parted, she gently pushed my head upward, but I couldn't help myself from getting one last lick along her pussy to taste her cum-filled juices. She winced as the rough tip slid across her soft, smooth pussy lips. I kissed each nipple as I moved up face to face with her smiling face. I didn't think you wanted me to make you come, I said. I couldn't help it, she answered with a smile. I kissed her as she reached down to my ass and pushed my hips, moving my shaft to her opening. I slid into her effortlessly. Her wet hole engulfed all of me with only an enjoyable moan. I pushed myself off her, allowing a full view of her huge tits and face as I began stroking my cock in and out. Oh, you're so wet, I said. She smiled devilishly with a uh-huh. I kept a slow, steady pace, savoring the feeling of her wet, hot box around my shaft. Her hand moved to my thighs and started pulling me into her faster and faster. I pushed harder into her, slapping our bodies together. I was propped up on my arms, loving the view of Anne's face expressing ecstasy and her tits bouncing as our bodies moved together. I wanted it all and I wanted more. I slid my knees up along her and sat up, moving my hands onto her legs to help pull into her as I pumped faster and harder. Oh, God, it's so deep. Yes, fuck me. Fuck me, Anne cried. Her words and the wet, gushing sound of my cock pumping into her pussy were music to my ears. My cock couldn't have gotten any harder, but I was starting to get winded. I stopped briefly to catch my breath. As I did, Annie grabbed my arms and stopped me from moving as a throbbing from another orgasm pulsed over my dick. I waited for Anne to come down from her orgasmic high a little before I took her left leg and lifted it over my right shoulder, raising her ass off the bed and twisting her hips. Adjusting my knees again, I wrapped both arms around her raised leg and began to furiously pound my cock into her. The wet sounds were quickly overtaken by Anne expressing her joy. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, God, it feels so good. Yes, fuck me. All of my senses were overloading. The sound of Anne's wet pussy and the cries of joy, the smell of her sex and the taste I still had in my mouth on my lips from eating her pussy. The feeling and the view, my cock drilling in and out of her wet slit, her tits bouncing to my rhythmic thrust, and her face in both agony and joy. I couldn't hold back any longer. I drove my shaft deep into her harder and faster before shooting my load of hot cum deep into her. Then I just held myself deep inside of her and my cock pulsed. We were both nearly breathless, gasping for air. After a few moments, I moved her leg from my shoulder and let her turn to her side with my dick still in her. I rolled to lay down beside her. We stayed there recovering from the experience. I wrapped my arm around her, holding her tightly, and kissed her shoulder. I love you, I breathed into her ear. I love you too, she sighed. As we rested and caught our breath, my cock slowly softened. I couldn't keep it inside her any longer. I pulled a small towel from the tableside bed and handed it to Anne. She placed it over her swollen pussy as I rolled away and let my spent dick slide out, exhausted, satisfied. We were ready to sleep. As I moved to my typical sleeping position, I felt something. There's a wet spot where I sleep, I laughed. Mine too, Anne giggled. Neither one of us truly cared. Soon we were both sound asleep, resting for another day and another hot night in bed.